Welcome to Digital Marketing Made Simple. If you're a small business owner or entrepreneur seeking advice on creating a profitable online business, look no further than your host, Jenny Lyon, founder of Jenny Lyon Digital Marketing and Virtual Assistant Services, award-winning writer and 20-year digital marketing expert. For many people, creating a profitable online business is the dream, yet they struggle and they don't have to. Each week, we'll share some of our best digital marketing tips, practices, and strategies to get you optimal results. We'll also chat with experts and share our favorite small business success stories. Together, we're going to strengthen every area of your online business, from content creation, social media, and email marketing, to online courses, webinars, product launches, and more. I hope you find this podcast both empowering and inspirational. Now, let's get started moving your business to the next level.
From the moment that I started my business, I have been focused on email growth. Why? Well, studies have shown that for every $1 that you spend on email marketing, the average ROI, the return on investment, is around $42. That's incredible. And with my email list being over 30,000 right now, with great subscriber engagement, I would say it's definitely been worth it. And if I've said it once, I've said it a million times, that you always want to be growing your email list in the background. Hello and welcome to another episode of Digital Marketing Made Simple. I'm your host, Jenny Lyon, and today I'm really excited to jump in to how you can grow your email list in 30 minutes a day. So let's jump into it. Well, being a business owner is a lot of work, and the quicker that you can grow your subscriber list, the better, because a healthy email list is really the lifeblood of your business. And I tell my clients this all the time, but I regularly send out emails to my newsletter list. And every time that I do, my call to action, whatever that may be in the email, always is taken. So if it's schedule a free consultation, which it is a lot of the times, my schedule will fill up for at least the next week. So it's definitely worth the investment. So today I wanted to kind of break down some different strategies that are really effective for growing your business and your email list. And you don't have to do all of them today, and you don't have to do all of them every day. But if you spend at least 30 minutes every day doing some of these strategies, I guarantee that you will start to see growth in your email subscribers. So today, let's really dig into how you can gain traction with your list building efforts and start growing that email list like crazy. So here's an overview of what I'm going to talk about today. I wanted to start by talking about blocking off the time blocking, and why I time block and what the benefits are, and how to get started with time blocking. I want to talk a little bit about mindset, and then I want to talk about setting really smart goals, and then some strategies that you can implement to grow your email list, and a little bit of homework and an action plan for you. So before we dig in and start growing that email list, we really want to ensure that you're going to stick with the plan, right? Because I can't tell you how many times I hear, oh, I made a plan, but I didn't quite stick with the plan. And you really have to stick with the plan longer than a day or two or a week or two to really see results. And I completely understand how busy life is, how busy business is. So it's definitely something that makes sense to schedule it in. So take a minute, grab your planner or your Google Calendar, and look at your calendar. What do you have going on each day? Where can you fit in 30 minutes to focus on your list building that you're going to actually do it? So myself, I like to do it first thing in the morning when I'm fresh. It's just part of my morning routine. And so I have it blocked off in my calendar to do it every single morning. But you can pick a time or times throughout the week that works for you. Block that time off your calendar so that you can really focus in on this. And I know from experience that when you block the time out and you use that dedicated time to focus on whatever task it is, you're going to see results. So why time blocking? You know, why would we do that? What is it? What are the benefits? Well, time blocking is where you literally block off time in your schedule that's untouchable for anything other than the activity that you block the time off for. So in this case, it's list building. And it's really important because it allows you to focus on that project. And it almost gives you permission because you have this approved time that's already been scheduled to focus on this activity. And time blocking also helps with brain fatigue, and it definitely helps you move the needle forward in your business. So how do you get started? Well, I always recommend starting with a plan. So again, grab your planner, your Google Calendar, whatever you use. And again, look to see where it's going to fit in naturally for you. Don't try to force it. Don't try to jam it in between other things. Just pick a time where you can batch not only your list building, but other parts of your business work. I like to batch everything that I do, returning phone calls, doing consultations, whatever it is, I like to batch them together. It helps me stay really focused. I can stay in the groove and get stuff done very quickly. So jump in and make that happen. Next up, I wanted to talk a little bit about mindset. I know what you're thinking. Mindset, really? I know it can sound a little bit corny. We hear it a lot over and over again. You know, you can manifest everything, you know, in your dreams. However, I have found that when you keep a positive mindset when working on anything in your business, that it really does help. I can just tell you that when I'm having a bad day and, you know, I'm kind of having some negative thoughts going in my mind, it affects my business, you know. So I really try to keep that positive mindset, especially when working on projects. And when you're working on growing your email list, you definitely want to keep a really positive mindset because you're going to spend 30 minutes every day. Some days you're going to see some progress, other days you won't. And it can be easy to get discouraged. Don't get discouraged. Just focus on the task at hand. Stick to your 30 minutes. I guarantee it's going to make a difference. Next up is we want to set some SMART goals for your list building. So goal setting is just something that is built into me. I feel like I do it in every area of my business, and growing my email list is definitely one of those goals that I map out as well. And the key to goals is really making sure that they are SMART, which means specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. So here's an example of what a SMART goal might look like when growing your email list. So the S, being really specific, maybe I want to grow my email list by 30 people this month and 250 people within the next 6 month period. The M for measurable is I'm going to track my results every single day so I can see how close I'm getting to my goal. And then your A, achievable. Well, is the goal achievable? 30 people a month? Absolutely achievable. 10,000 people the first month? Probably not. The R for relevant, is what I'm doing going to be relevant to growing the email list? So I always just look what's working, what's not working, really focus on what's working and what's relevant and focus there. And then time bound, right? So we have a time. We're going to grow it 30 people this month. So yep, we made it time bound. And to make it even easier, I have a couple of freebies for you that you can download that will help not only with creating your SMART goals, but tracking your list building results. So you can jump over to jennylyon.com/SMART to download our SMART goals template. It'll really help you to map out not only your goals for list building, but anything that you're working on in your business. And then also jump over to jennylyon.com/list building to download a template that is just for this challenge that I have for you for this next 30 days. It'll allow you to track how many new subscribers you have every single day so that you can reach that goal that you set. So jump over there and grab those. Next, I want to dig into some strategies that you can use to build your email list. And these are strategies that I use even in my own business and that I recommend to all of my clients. And I know that they work, so definitely give those a chance. First things first is to hit up your current audience. So do you have a following on Instagram or Facebook? Maybe your ideal client hangs out on LinkedIn. Wherever your audience is hanging out on a regular basis, that's where you're going to want to engage. We really want to start building that getting to know you, to like you, to trust you factor. So you're going to want to grab one of your lead magnets, pull out some different pieces from it that are solutions, solutions that your audience would be interested in. Then post on your social media where you know your audience is hanging out and ask them a question that's relative to their business. So for example, I would post something along the lines of, which do you struggle with? And then I would give them options. A, getting traffic to your website. B, growing your social media following. C, building an email list. And then you can ask your audience to comment with what they struggle with the most. Then you can send them a private message to see if they'd like you to send them your free resource, your free lead magnet that will help them with that struggle. So you'll want to make your ABC answers relevant to your lead magnet. And that way, when they say yes, you can send them a link to the lead magnet. Boom, they're going to be on your email list. This one works like magic. Next is to really just hang out with your audience. So it's a really incredible way to grow your email list just by hanging out again where they hang out. So this could be particular Facebook groups or LinkedIn groups. You'll want to join these groups and then spend a little bit of time exploring them to see, is my ideal client really actually hanging out here? If they are, wonderful. You're going to want to pop in every day during your 30 minutes. Do a little mingling, do a little active listening. And when you hear someone that says something about maybe something they're struggling with or that you think they might be interested in one of your free lead magnets and that they could get a quick win from it, that would be the time to send them a direct message. You don't want to rush it. You don't want to hop into these groups and just start posting your lead magnet all over the place. You want to really show up. You want to provide value, and you want them to see you as an active member of this group who provides valuable information, and that will really lead to a collaboration or partnership down the aisle. Next is to go live. So if you aren't doing live video, why? It's time. It's time. I really do believe it will be a game changer for your business. It has been for mine and for many, many of my clients, and you can definitely use it to grow your email list. And a great way to do so is to host live Q&As. So you want to build a little bit of buzz ahead of time, maybe send out a message to your current email list telling them you're going to go, you know, live and do a live Q&A. You could post a few times about it on social media, but you want to make a little bit of buzz, you know, just decide where you want to do it, then add it to your calendar, prep for it, make sure you know what you want to talk about. Then once you do your live Q&A, end the live with a call to action to go to your website to grab the free lead magnet. Give them a direct link to it so they will automatically get on your email list. And last but not least is ask your current audience or current subscribers for help. So if you do have an email list, even if it's really small, you can definitely ask them for help. I mean, they signed up to your email list for a reason, right? So you could send just a very short and sweet email out to your existing subscribers telling them, you know, how much you appreciate them and you're so glad that they downloaded your freebie, and ask them if they do you a favor and possibly share it with a friend. And these people already signed up for your lead magnet. They know how incredible it is. So surely they know someone that they could recommend and send it their way. All right, so here's the action plan that I have for you this week. I want you to download our SMART goals template at jennylyon.com/SMART. I also want you to download our email list growth tracking sheet at jennylyon.com/list building. Then I want you to sit down, block off 30 minutes each day on your calendar. Don't be late. Be there on time, ready to go. Take a seat, sit down, take a few deep breaths, clear your mind, and get focused on growing that email list. And then Do these strategies. Hit up your current audience on social media. Hang out where your audience is hanging out and start providing value. Start listening and start committing to going live with your audience at least once a week, wherever they hang out. If it's on Instagram, great, Facebook, wherever it is, and ask your current subscribers for help as well. I guarantee if you give this a go for a solid 30 days and then shoot me an email, I would love to see how much your list has grown. And if you can show me how you've been tracking your progress on our tracking sheet, I would absolutely love that as well. And share with me how many subscribers you get over the next 30 days. And I'll be happy to send that out to my list of over 30,000 people. In fact, send me a link to your freebie and I will ask my audience to check out your freebie as well. And of course, if you need any help creating a lead magnet with your email list building or any type of marketing, you have questions at all, please reach out. I'm always happy to help. You can always do so at jennylyon.com/chatwithjenny. But either way, I hope you take our 30 minutes a day email list building challenge. It will be a lot of fun, and I guarantee you're going to start to see that email list grow over and over and over again every single month. All right, I'll see you next time. Have a great week, and I'll see you soon on another episode of Digital Marketing Made Simple. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, please make sure to click the subscribe button wherever you're listening so you never miss an episode. And while you're there, please leave a review. If you want to connect with Jenny, you can find her at jennylyon.com or on social media. We'll see you next week for another episode of Digital Marketing Made Simple.